Okay, so Shvi of Vizos HaBracha obviously has the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, Safar Rabba the Yisrael. There are really three points that I wanted to make about the death of Moshe Rabbeinu that I think encapsulate sort of foundational elements of what, you know, Moshe Emes V'Sorasso Emes means for us and part of the legacy. So the first is what I like to call the ultimate, you know, Ish HaLacha moment in all of Yadus, Vayamu Sham, Moshe, Eved Hashem, Be'eretz Moav, Al Pi Hashem. So the simple reading of the Pasuk is that Moshe died, Al Pi Hashem. You know, Chazal say the Misa is Neshika, like Aaron, and Lashon Naki by Miriam. But the fact is, you know, in Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuto, that Moshe Rabbeinu died, Al Pi Hashem. He died because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, your time is up. And in that regard, right, the idea of a human being, you know, the most basic instinct is survival. But Moshe Rabbeinu became the Ish HaElokim. From an Ish Mitzri to an Ish HaElokim, V'zos HaBracha, Asher Berach Moshe Ish HaElokim Es B'nai Yisrael, an Ish HaElokim responds first and foremost not to, you know, his own instinct, but to Dvar Hashem. And, you know, that's dramatized by Chazal, Vayikbor Oso Bagai Beretz Moav, Hu Kavar Es Atzmo, that Shita, you know, represents the idea. If Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, die, you die. If Hashem says, bury yourself, you bury yourself. Right? There's a sense that, you know, being an Eved Hashem is the sum total meaning of life. And we'll read that tomorrow. Sof Tavara Kol Nishma, Selukim Yira, Ves Mitzvosav Shemor, Kizeh Kol HaAdam. That is the sum total of the human experience. That's Heyari number one. Number two, it's based on the Gemara in Sota, Vayikbor Oso Bagai Be'eretz Moav Mul Beis Pa'or, right? The idea of Moshe Rabbeinu's Makom Kavura already being, you know, Mizuman Umuchan Misheshes Yimei Breishes, you know, Lechaper Al Avon Pa'or, that even in death Moshe Rabbeinu continued to, you know, work, quote unquote, on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So there's a din Klali of Tzadikin B'Misasa Nikru Chayim, but this is more than that, right? This is a din Prati in terms of Moshe Rabbeinu consistently being Mechaper Al B'nai Yisrael, right? The same one, you know, after the Egel, and after the Chiram Meraglim, and after Adas Korach, Aisha Chad Yachta, Ve'al Kol Hoidah Yuktzof, and here we have, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu continuing to project that role as the Mechaper Al B'nai Yisrael. You know, there's something, you know, deeply appropriate about that, that it was something that became really inextricable part of his character and his legacy and his leadership. So even, you know, Be'es Misaso, Uvimakom Kivuraso. And then, you know, third and finally, I would just, you know, add that same daf, so the daf Yedalad, Vayikbor Oso Begai Be'eretz Moav, right, the other opinion, that is Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Kavaroso, and what that means. I think that's, you know, extremely consequential as well. Torah Tchilaso Chesed V'Sofo Chesed. Going all the way back to Adam and Chava, and we'll be there soon, right? And the Vayedu Kirumim Heim, and the sense of shame that came along with that, Vayasa Hashem Elokim Adam Lishto Kasnos Or Vayal B'Shem, right? That was the Tchilaso Chesed, and now Vayikbor Oso Bagai Be'eretz Moav Mul Beis Pa'or V'Sofo Chesed. The Chesed Shel Emes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu extended to Moshe Rabbeinu. So when we say, you know, Tzchilaso Chesed V'Sofo Chesed, what we really mean to say is that Torah is defined from beginning to end, and everything in between is an expression of, you know, Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that regard, right, it defines what, you know, our religious experience should be about as well. Right? It's Talmud Torah, Gmilas Chasadim, as the, you know, that really the alpha and omega of our existence. And Kol Mi She'yesh Biyado Talmud Torah, V'yein Biyado Gmilas Chasadim, K'mi She'ein Lo Eloha, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that the full Eved Hashem, nobody can be an Eved Hashem, you know, maybe exactly the way that Moshe was because of his unique properties as a Navi, but his tzidkus, as we know, the Shitas HaRambam beckons us all, Tzadik K'moshe Rabbeinu, Rasha K'Rava Minavat, Hilchos Tshuva. So I think for us, you know, what we really want to reflect on, you know, as we come to the conclusion of our project, and then Hafoch Ba Vafoch Ba, we'll start it over again to be sure, is the idea of Torah Tchilaso Chesed V'Sofo Chesed. and how it impacts us, how it suffuses, you know, our personalities, and how important it is for us to be defined by Tchila V'Sofo Shel Chesed. And, you know, here in this regard, I think we can't do better than, you know, the mantra of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, you know, was the Gaon Hador, beyond question, and yet, you know, when his legacy, you know, was going to be, you know, put on his matzeva, and how he self-described in terms of what his career, particularly in Rabbanus, was involved, was about, but it doesn't have to be, you know, it could be any vocation really, Tzidkas Hashem Asa Mishpatavim Yisrael, was the idea of chesed, of being involved in kol inyanei tzedakah v'chesed, and that, you know, without that, one's religious experience is hollow. I mean, doesn't reflect the full measure of v'halach l'bedrachav, hence kimisha ein lo eloha. So the third, you know, and final point about the death of Moshe Rabbeinu is it gives the Torah a capstone. Ve'yikbaro sabagai beretz Moav, Torah tzchilaso chesed v'sofo chesed, and that becomes, you know, the defining synthesis of our religious experience. And so with that, I want to wish everybody a good Shabbos, in advance a good Yontif, and of course we'll start again, as we say, hafochba v'hafochba, in terms of Bracious, and God willing, we'll be able to, you know, carry on in very good strength for the year ahead.